This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. It's your brother in Islam, Abdurrahim Green. My door is wide open. My house is in chaos. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so brothers and sisters, we're going to be talking today about the evil effects of sins and how sins devastate our dunya and our akhirah, and what can we do about it. And I'm going to tell you right from the beginning, this is all connected to what I believe is a truly amazing course that I'm letting you know about, all about willpower. And I'm telling you right from the get-go, so don't run away, inshallah. But don't worry, the topic will be beneficial for you, and no one is obliged in any way, shape or form to sign up for the course. But it's there if you want it and you find it beneficial, inshallah, hopefully you will. So, brothers and sisters, you know, I wanted to start, first of all, of course, by saying assalamu alaikum to all of you. And don't forget to share. Please share this video. Sharing, as we always say, is caring, and sharing is free. Anyone who you share with and happens to listen to this, alhamdulillah, and, you know, Allah guides them through this to leave some sins, then you'll get rewarded for that, inshallah. So this is, alhamdulillah, something beneficial. I don't want to go on too long. I think last time I went on way too long, so I want to keep my Facebook Lives short and to the point. And I'm really looking for this amazing hadith, which I can remember more or less. But anyway, alhamdulillah, very, very amazing hadith. And so I'm going to just mention it a little bit, but it's narrated by Hudhayfa. And Umar ibn al-Khattab was asking some of the companions about a certain hadith, the hadith to do with fitan, to do with tests and trials and temptations. And in this gathering, some of them were, you know, they were saying, yes, we heard this hadith. And he said, well, Umar was saying, no, maybe you think this is in respect to your family and your house and this type of thing. And he said, this is not the hadith I'm talking about. These type of sins that are committed in your family, in your house, you know, these type of sins, they are expiated by fasting and by prayer, you know, your salah. So these, you know, these, what you often, they're called minor sins, they are expiated by our acts of worship. He said, no, I'm talking about something much bigger than that. And it's Hudhayfa who said yes. And so he mentions, I heard this, temptations will be presented to men's hearts as a reed mat is woven stick by stick. And any heart which is impregnated by them will have a black mark put into it. But any heart which rejects them will have a white mark put in it. The result is there will become two types of hearts. One like a white stone, which will not be harmed by any turmoil or temptation, so long as the heavens and the earth endure. And the other is black and dust covered, like a vessel which is upset, not recognizing good or rejecting what is evil, but being impregnated with passion. Hudhayfa said, I narrated to him, there is between you and that turmoil a closed door, but there is every likelihood of its being broken. And Umar said, would it be broken? And then Hudhayfa said, it will be broken. So basically, brothers and sisters, please share this video. Sharing is caring and sharing is free. Share now, okay? Very, very powerful, very important hadith. So this is talking about the severe fitan, exactly the sort of things that we are facing today. Our brothers and sisters in Syria, our brothers and sisters in Burma, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, actually in America now, everywhere, really. The fitna is very, very severe. And, you know, as I said in a speech the other day, actually, in some ways, brothers and sisters, believe me, in some ways, our brothers and sisters in Syria and in Gaza and places like that, I know this is going to sound crazy, but in some ways, what they are going through is easier than what we're going through. And I'm now, hear me through. I know it sounds crazy, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, because I don't think anyone in Gaza or Aleppo right now thinks this world is worth anything. None of them are deluded and fooled by the nature of this dunya. Every one of them knows how terrible this world is and how there is no happiness or barely happiness or joy in this world. And I'm sure every single one of them in their hearts of hearts is yearning for the akhirah. Whereas us, we, in our comfortable homes, whether we're in the Gulf, whether we're here in the Europe, in America, we're in our comfortable lives. And you know what? The dunya is a temptation. The dunya is a temptation. There is nothing quite as tempting as the dunya. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this dunya is more harmful to a man. The dunya, not this dunya, but lusting after the dunya, seeking after the dunya, running after the dunya, is not more harmful to a man's deen than two wolves set amongst a flock of sheep. So brothers and sisters, please, don't be distracted by this world and the things of this world. It is a passing reality. We are here, we are tested. And these fitan will be presented to us, just like the mat with reeds, one after the other. What is our job? What do we have to do? We have to reject these temptations. We have to reject them. We must not give in to them. And what are the particular sins? What are the particular sins associated with these times? It really is, if you think about it, brothers and sisters, it's lusting after the world and the things of the world. Ultimately, all sins and all disobedience comes from that fundamental thing, that really we are lusting after the world and the things of the world. So, brothers and sisters, please share this. Please like it. Please keep sharing it. And we need at least 100 shares, please. So keep going, brothers and sisters. Sharing is caring. So the sins are very destructive. What do sins do? They create a black spot on our heart. And if our heart absorbs these sins and we don't make tawbah, of course, tawbah, repentance, making istighfar, making sincere tawbah, that cleans our heart and cleanses our heart. But unfortunately, often, maybe we don't make tawbah. And if our heart absorbs these temptations of this world and the things of this world, it could be fame, it could be position, it could be power. There's so many things, brothers and sisters. You see, our brothers, we have seen really good brothers, really people who used to be good brothers, people who have memorized the Quran, selling their religion for a small price. Literally selling their religion for a small price. Okay? This is very, very dangerous. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about, how a person will come a time and a person goes to bed a believer and they wake up a kafir. And they go to bed a kafir and they wake up a believer. And they will sell their religion for a small price. This is the big fitna. This is the big fitna. These are the big tests. So we have to train our hearts to reject sins. We have to train our hearts to reject envy and greed and hasad. We have to keep far away from backbiting and slandering our brothers and sisters. We have to be far away from having bad suspicions about our brothers and sisters and telling tales and spreading rumors and spreading lies about our brothers and sisters. And all of this is adding to the fitna. The time of fitna that this hadith is talking about, this is when the tongue is sharper than the sword. The things you say with your mouth about people has more damage than even the guns and the bombs. This is a very, and this is the time we live in. You can write an article and you can say a word. And before you know it, brothers and sisters, this has gone around the whole world in an instant. That is both the power and the danger of social media. Social media, you can share this video, alhamdulillah, and share in the blessings. You have a huge potential for reward. Yet at the same time, you have a big potential for sin. You could spread some malicious, slanderous article. You could say something. Maybe you don't even realize how bad it is, and you say it. So brothers and sisters, the point that I want to make tonight is that guarding ourselves against sins is very, very important. Guarding ourselves, knowing how to control your desires, knowing how to control your passions. And this is the reality. We have the nafs. We have our desires. We have our passions. And this is the amazing thing is that these very things are recognized in modern psychology. They recognize these competing selves within human beings. This, they call it the animal self. Even this is how our ulama have referred to it in the past, this animalistic part of ourselves. And then we have our human or maybe even angelic part. And you know, this is a part of us that wants good, that intends good, that strives towards good. But our desires, our base desires keep pulling us towards this world and the things of this world. And generally, it wants ease. It wants comfort. Generally, it just has passions, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, comfort, and the things of the pleasures of this life. That's what it desires, and we have to learn to resist that. And brothers and sisters, it's really, this is the whole subject. How do we stop our sins? We stop our sins by understanding how do our desires work? How do our desires affect us? What are these sins and how do we resist them? This is why I have studied this topic. To be honest, I began studying a topic which is known in psychology as willpower. And it wasn't to do with resisting sins, okay? And I don't say this out of boasting or, you know, I don't try to say I'm perfect or I'm some saint. I'm definitely not some saint or some holy person or like sinless. Astaghfirullah, no one is free from sin. But generally, I don't have a problem with, you know, like I think generally I don't have a problem with like major sins. Alhamdulillah, you know, I say my prayers. Because there's two types of sins there's lots of types of sins, but from different angles. There is the sin of giving up something you have to do. Abandoning prayer, the obligatory prayer, is a sin. Not fasting Ramadan is a sin. It's something you have to do and you abandon it. That is a sin. It's a major sin. So we have to learn how to do things. And often, why don't we do the things that we have to do? Think about it. What stops you praying? What stops you fasting? What stops you giving your zakah on time? What? It's something called procrastination. You delay and you delay and you delay, right? Why? Because there's some pain, right? There's some pain you associate with that activity. You know, you have to make some effort. You have to go and make wudu. You have to, maybe the water's cold. You have to get up early in the morning for fajr. You feel that pain and it's hard for you to overcome that pain. So you delay and you say, I'll do it later. I'll sleep a little bit more, right? And you procrastinate and then you miss it altogether. Okay? This is why and how you don't do the things that you're supposed to do. You need to make up your fast for Ramadan. How many of you miss fast in the Ramadan? Have you made them up yet? Have you made them up? Why not? You've been procrastinating. You've been leaving it because fasting is hard. Fasting is difficult. So there are things we have to do and it's a sin not to do them. And that's called procrastination. Yeah, delaying. How do you overcome procrastination? It's a skill, brothers and sisters. It's a skill set. Overcoming procrastination is a skill set that you need to learn, okay? And there are techniques that you can apply that help you overcome procrastination. And how about giving in to temptation? You're on the internet and, you know, you're tempted to look at what I call unsavory websites, haram pictures, things that you shouldn't, and videos you shouldn't be looking at, okay? How do you resist that temptation, right? You want to gossip, you want to backbite, you want to say something bad, you feel some envy and jealousy and you vocalize it. How do you resist that temptation? So this is another type of sin. Another type of sin is something that your desires want you to do and you have to stop it. Actually, the solution to these things is the same. The solution to these things is the same. And what a good time, brothers and sisters, if you haven't shared this video, share it now. Because I'm going to go over something I've mentioned this lots of times. It's a technique that I developed by studying psychology and also, of course, studying our Islamic tradition. And I combine my knowledge of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches, the Quran and the Sunnah, with modern insights into our mind and our bodies, understanding the effects of, for example, the neurotransmitter dopamine, which is very powerful. It can almost seem to possess us. It has such a powerful effect on us, it almost seems to possess us. How do you deal with it? This is why I developed what I call CAT. Yes, CAT, which stands for counter-ambush training. Counter-ambush training, why ambush? Because often we're ambushed by our desires, right? Or often we're ambushed by procrastination. You know, we have all the intention. We have the strong intention. We're going to get this thing done. And then, you know, before we know it, we start delaying. And it's like it ambushes us. Really, it does. We were fully committed. Or there we were thinking we'd got this particular act of disobedience to Allah under wraps, that we managed to keep away from it. And then what do we find? We find ourselves slipping back into it. These things happen, brothers and sisters. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. This is going to happen. But we want to resist desires. Because what heart, remember the hadith I mentioned. What sort of heart do you want? Do you want that white heart, that pure heart, like a white stone? Nothing can touch it. Nothing can harm it. We need it, brothers and sisters. In this time and this day and age, we need it more than ever before. We need to build this type of heart. Okay, we don't live in a beautiful society that is full of this. Even our Muslim countries, unfortunately, there is so many wrong things, let alone if you live in the West. So we need to build up our resistance. Okay, so this is why I developed what I call it CAT counter. It's CAT A, B, C, D. A means awareness. B means breathe. Actually, if breathe, I prefer you, a person goes and prays two rak'at, but a lot of times you can't do that. So I developed this technique of breathing. Okay, C stands for change your state. And D stands for delay. Okay, so that's the ABCD of counter ambush training. I go into this in detail. Actually, there's some videos out there already. I've gone into it in detail, alhamdulillah. Okay, I'm not going to repeat it now. Of course, brothers and sisters, all of this has to come with knowing that Allah is watching you, knowing that Allah is seeing you, being aware. But that's why, you know, But the problem is when your desires take over, when procrastination takes over, when dopamine kicks in, you know, you're not thinking about akhirah anymore. And you have to understand how your brain works, you see. So when someone says, oh, think of the akhirah, remember Allah is seeing you, you can't do that. When your desires kick in and dopamine takes over, it actually has the effect of shutting down access to that part of your brain that allows you to think like that. So you need to reset your brain, reset your situation, so you can actually start to think again. Think about Allah, remember the Day of Judgment, remember what's going to happen to me if I do this haram thing. But when the desires are possessing you, you don't think, because actually what happens is that chemical literally shuts off that part of your brain. It's when I discovered this, it was like, wow, that is just, you know, now I understand, right? So yes, of course you develop this, you know, you develop taqwa, you develop khushu', you develop the fear of Allah, the mindfulness of Allah. Taqwa is being mindful of Allah. Of course, that is a state you have to keep developing. But you need to be able to get back to that place where you can start thinking those thoughts again, right? That's why I have this counter ambush training ABCD. It goes through these things that allows you to get back to that place where you can start remembering Allah is watching you. Your life is short. Soon you will be in front of Allah. It will be the Day of Judgment. What are you going to say to Allah? when you meet him with that sin. So you need to give yourself that space to be able just to think those things, okay? So this is the technique that I've developed, and alhamdulillah, I've been trying it, I've been using it for 4 years now, alhamdulillah, and you know, it's helped me so much, brothers and sisters. I can't tell you, it's helped me a lot. It has helped me a lot, and it can help you as well, inshallah. It's helped me, and it can help you. I know it can help you, inshallah. And that is why I put this course together, right? The heart of this course is the counter-ambush training ABCD, okay? Awareness means being aware of these feelings, realizing what are the triggers, what's the environment, what's the situation that makes you fall into these types of situations. What is it that gets your desires going, right? For you, it may be different from me, right? I may be attracted by beautiful women, you may not be. Okay, I'm just giving an example, right? Whatever, people are different, right? People have different desires, right? You may enjoy gossiping, I don't, right? You're different. Myself, I don't have a problem with saying my prayers, right? Alhamdulillah, I've developed a habit. You know, I jump up for Fajr most of the time. But you may have real, real issues getting up for Fajr, right? Your test is different from my test. This is the reality. But the basic processes that are going on in your mind and my mind are the same. It's just about different things, okay? So breathing is very important because one of the things when dopamine kicks in, your heartbeat goes faster. So you need to slow yourself down. That's what you need to do. Haste is from shaitan. Remember that? Haste is from shaitan. You need to slow yourself down. That's why I say if you can pray 2 rakat, just go and pray 2 rakat. That will put you right where you want to be. Okay. And that's what you want to do. You want to create that delay. You want to create that space between you and the thing that gets you going. Whatever it is, okay? So even if it's Fajr in the morning, yeah, and you're thinking, oh, sleep, sleep, sleep. No, okay? Breathe. Take long, 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 deep breaths and then start to think. Think or change your state. Before you do that, see is change. So if you're lying down, do something. Sit up. At least make yourself sit up. At least make yourself sit up. Do something to change your state, right? And then you just, the little simple thing you do, right? Give yourself 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And this is going to sound crazy. You're going to say, Abdurrahim, this is haram what you're saying. I'm not saying. I'm not making halal haram. No. But listen to what I'm saying. You give yourself permission, right? You say, okay, if I still really want to do this thing in 10 minutes, I'll do it. If after 10 minutes you want to pray Fajr, fine. If you want to do this haram thing after 10 minutes, do it. I'm not making it doesn't make it halal. It's just a strategy. It's a psychological strategy. And you'll see it works. Because the reality is, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Right? So we are going to give in to sin. But believe me, if you give yourself that 10 minutes, right? And then you use that 10 minutes to start thinking, to start remembering, to start thinking about Allah, right? Okay? Think about Allah. Think about the long-term consequences of these sins. Think about it. You will not do it, inshallah. You will not do it. And there's lots of reasons. I go into it in the course and I explain this in detail in the course. I explain why delay? Why have this delay? Yeah. So brothers and sisters, I'm asking you one more time, please. Share, share, share. Okay. If you want to find out more about this, I did tell you I was going to tell you about my course, right? But inshallah, I've already told you, like, this is the key strategy. The course really just fills in the details. And, you know, if I'm really asking some of you, I know all of you won't do it. You won't want to do it. And maybe you think you don't need to do it. Or maybe, you know, you can't afford it. I don't think it's a lot of money. All we're asking, brothers and sisters, is initial payment of $7. That's it. $7 payment. You go to masteryclasses.com/Facebook. masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Okay. And $7 will get you the first 2 weeks of this course. You will get for the first 2 weeks for $7. After 2 weeks, you will be charged $90. So the whole course is $97. For that, You will get 19 modules. It's over 4 weeks. We drip feed it to you over 4 weeks. Each module explains a particular aspect of willpower, how to master your willpower. We give you specific mental exercises and some physical exercises that you practice, things that you practice throughout the day so you can build your willpower. You can learn these strategies as you go along. Okay. And as a special extra, what we've given to help your learning, we've added course notes. We've summarized each video has been summarized so you can revise. And really, really, this is really special. Everybody, okay, gets to join our special Facebook group where, you know, you can share your learning experience, which is really important to share your learning experiences. It's really important. This is one of the things that is really important. How do we learn? Okay. And sharing your learning experiences, talking to others about it. Everyone gets to go on this special private Facebook group. I can't say I will answer every question. I cannot promise that, but I will do my best. I will be interacting with you along with some of our brothers who are helping out with this and some of our sisters as well will be helping out, alhamdulillah. So like I said, brothers and sisters, masteryclasses.com/Facebook, $7. It's $97 for the course, but if you just pay $7, you will get the first 2 weeks for $7. If you don't like it, quit. No problem. That's it. And I tell you what, on top of that, what we do is even if you've done the whole course, and here's our guarantee, if you've done the whole course, brothers and sisters, yeah, and you don't like it, and you implement the strategies and you don't like it, after 30 days, we will give you your money back. No quibbles, no argument. You don't like it, Abdurrahim, this was rubbish. You were wasted my time. I thought this was going to be good. We will give you your money back, and I'll apologize, but you will not be asking for your money back. Believe me, brothers and sisters. We have already... people have done this course. Some of the brothers have said to us, it's ridiculous how little you're charging for this. It's totally undervalued. It is totally undervalued, brothers and sisters. Okay. So the counter ambush training ABCD is just one bit of the course. Like I said, there's 19 modules. There's amazing things, how to deal with procrastination. Okay. The pre-commitment strategy. The what the hell effect. There's the brothers and sisters, I spent 4 years studying the psychology of willpower. And what I've done is I've taken this knowledge that the scientific world has come up with, and I've combined it with my understanding of Islam. And it's way, way more than that, brothers and sisters. Honestly, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning. Why is it called mastery classes? Because my whole ambition within the next, you know, 3 to 5 years is to take you on a journey of self-mastery and myself. Because I don't think I've mastered myself. You'll never master yourself. Maybe some people do. Okay. But that's what we're aiming for. And, you know, I've done a lot of this work over the 30 years now I've been a Muslim. Yeah. What is that? 30 years I've been a Muslim, subhanAllah. So I've been working on this stuff for a long time. Even before I was Muslim, I was working on this stuff. You know, since I was 15, I was a Buddhist for 2-3 years. There's a lot of crossover stuff there, brothers and sisters. I looked into a lot of this stuff, spirituality. There's a lot of commonality between religions on this thing. And it's so useful to bring peace and happiness and tranquility into your life. You know, we used to have this in our tradition. It's not so much there anymore. I'm trying to explain it in a language we can understand. Okay, so I don't use a lot of the, you know, I'm trying to rephrase it in the language that most of us understand, the language of science. So that's, I talk about our tradition within that. So it's a whole journey, brothers and sisters. This willpower course, the 7 pillars of willpower, is just the first step. And I am looking for really serious students. And I know there will be a few of you who are really, you know, will be close. and we'll go on this journey together, and I have lots of exciting things planned. This is only the first step. So please, brothers and sisters, you've got nothing to lose, really. $7, £6, like, I know the pound is really weak against the dollar now, right? So, but £6, I mean, seriously, I don't think there's any one of you who can't afford that. And, you know, 2 weeks for $7, if you don't like it, you can cancel it and you won't have to pay the $90 after that. It's up to you. After 2 weeks, you'll get billed for the $90 and we will have another 2 weeks after that. Okay. And then we've also got extra discounts for future mastery classes as well. That's another thing everybody gets. Everybody gets discounts for, if you stay with me on this journey, brothers and sisters, I will make sure that, because you've been with us from the beginning, and this is nearly the beginning, if you've been with us from the beginning, inshallah, we will, you know, recognize that, because you only deserve it, inshallah. The link is, some of you are asking, the link is www.masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to keep you much longer. Once again, just $7. Just $7. 2 weeks you will get. After that, cancel if you want. The whole course is $97. Okay. We've got exciting other things on top of that as well for those who are interested. Brothers and sisters, whether you join the course or not, I hope that you've learned something tonight about the evil effects of sins. We are living in times of great fitna, of great trial and great tribulation. These temptations are being presented to our hearts. May Allah protect us, brothers and sisters. May Allah protect us. These are testing times. Okay, please remember, If you wanna cancel, if you don't want to be billed the $90, you will need to email us to cancel, right? You are billed automatically for the $90. I'm telling you that. If after the 2 weeks, please email us before, because it's just more work for us, right? If you get billed and then you want to cancel, and please, if you can remember, if you really want to cancel, I apologize. I really do not think, I can't imagine someone who will not find this beneficial unless you've already studied. Even, actually, I will tell you something. One of my early students was a sister who was a doctor, who was, as far as I remember, PhD in psychology. So she's actually a professional psychologist, right? And she wrote literally 3 pages just going on about how brilliant this course was, how no one has done this. She hasn't seen anyone combining this knowledge of psychology with Islamic spirituality. She said it's really useful. Her only worry is that, you know, she wants it. She was saying you got to get it out to everybody. So we actually since then have brought the price of the course down even more. And that's why we've introduced this $7, so that there is really no one. The only way probably you can't do it is if you don't have access to a credit card. And even that, we're going to work on that. Okay. The course will close on, the course is actually going to start on Saturday. So even if you sign up today, you will not get to start the course. Everyone starts on the same day. We all start together on Saturday. It's a series of recorded videos, although I will be on, you know, the Facebook page, hopefully as much as I can, answering your questions. So that's pretty much it, brothers and sisters. I'm excited. I know it's going to change your life. I know it's going to change lives. Some people's lives are going to be changed hugely. I know already people have been saying that. And that's just from literally just a few people, you know. So brothers and sisters, before you go, if you've benefited from this at all in any way, shape or form, please share. Please share, because sharing is caring, alhamdulillah. And, you know, if people, and it's free to share, it doesn't cost anything to share. Even in this short video, there's a lot of beneficial stuff. A lot of beneficial stuff. There are other videos out there. Maybe we'll provide some links to the brothers, the admin brothers. Hopefully they can provide links if you want to hear more about CAT. I did some videos on that. Totally free videos. Doesn't cost a penny, not even $7. Yeah, which is the core of my strategy. So if you know, if you can't afford even the $7, then at least inshallah you can get that. Share this, people will benefit. We need to remind ourselves and each other about this. Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, normally I read out some of your names. I didn't do that today. Yesterday we went on just way too long. I wanted to keep it a bit brief. Once again, finally, www.masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Masteryclasses.com/Facebook. I will be live on Facebook Live every day this week, inshallah, except maybe one day we might just stream a video. But I'm planning to be live around this time every day this week. It won't be after that because I'm going to be too busy with the course. And, you know, I've got a lot of work to do. And obviously I'm going to be interacting with my students. So I'm going to be busy for that, brothers and sisters. We'll see. But every day this week, we'll have an interesting topic. Of course, you don't have to buy the course. There's no compulsion. But please, I really think you will benefit so much from it, inshallah ta'ala. So for those of you who have already joined us, thank you for joining me again tonight. Alhamdulillah, some of this stuff you'll be hearing again, obviously in the course, but in detail. Masteryclasses.com/Facebook. $7 only for 2 weeks. Then after that, you get billed $90. Make sure you cancel if you don't want to keep going, okay? And share this video. It's free to share, and sharing is caring. Brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure as always for all of you. May Allah bless you. May Allah guide you. May Allah protect us all from fitna. May Allah help our brothers and sisters all over the world who are suffering. And many people are suffering in ways that we don't even know. It's not obvious. May Allah help all of us, brothers and sisters. One final plug, www.masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Hopefully I will see you on the other side. Join us for this amazing journey of self-mastery. And maybe I'll see you tomorrow again on Facebook Live, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اقرأ كتاب الله ترق جنانه وتن العظيم الأجر والغفران.